trip to Cape Breton in Nova Scotia allows you to experience fabulous Celtic culture, see amazing wildlife, and, with a visit to the fortress of Louisbourg, travel back in time. Francine Pertus works at the National Historic Site.
I have to say that when I started working here back in 1976, I thought, history, what do you want to know that for? But now I never get tired of talking about the history of this place, because you realize that they were real people who lived here. They came over to the New World to have a better life for their children, a better chance of survival here in the New World, a chance to move up the social ladder, a chance to make money. They were people with dreams, just as we are today, and they were real people. And when you're able to help visitors connect to the fortress and feel and see and smell and taste 18th century Louisbourg, they're stepping back to a moment in time. It just replaces anything that a history book could tell you, because it is a living experience. You live a moment of the past.
And do you have a favourite resident and a favourite story associated with that person that kind of really, in a way, sums it up for you or perhaps makes you feel inspired?
There are so many folks who lived here, and they all have amazing stories. My favourite home on the site is the engineer's property. He actually went almost 5 times over budget building his home, and it is an absolutely beautiful home. But one of our characters, one of our folks who lived back here in the 18th century, was Marie Marguerite Rose. At the age of 19, she was captured in Africa and sold as a slave in the West Indies. She then traveled from the West Indies up here to Louisbourg. She worked for 19 years for the Lopineau family, looking after their children, cleaning the house, cooking, gardening. And then at the age of 38, she was granted her freedom. She ended up marrying a Mi'kmaq person here in the community. She ran a successful business, a tavern. Unfortunately, she only lived 2 years in freedom, but she has been named a person of national historic significance. But there are stories of so many folks here, and hopefully people will come see us and we can share our stories with them.
And in terms of the kind of activities that you can do when you're here, so obviously you can wander around, you can try the bread, you can, you know, eat in the restaurant and so on. What were the activities you think that you would recommend?
Take a guided tour. In fact, in 1986, I worked on a project where we interviewed visitors after their visit here to the site, and we were able to really see what they would like to see, what they liked about their visit, what they didn't like about their visit, and it was phenomenal. The difference of those visitors who had followed a guided tour as opposed to those who had not. Those who do not follow a guided tour, they go into the buildings, they talk with the folks in costume, they watch some of our presentation, but it's only bits and pieces. But those who follow the guided tour, it just puts it all together. They know the why and the how, and they have the deep understanding of Louisbourg as a fishing port, a trading port, the largest fortress in North America. Another thing that I suggest to everyone is seeing the Lewis Parker paintings. They're on display in the Commissaire O'Donator's residence. They're wall murals. They're 5 feet by 10 feet. They show the harbor filled with ships and all the activities happening along the waterfront. And unfortunately, we don't have any merchant ships or warships out in Louisbourg Harbor. But these paintings are amazing. The first painting is called The View from the Clock Tower. And it's as if you climbed up into the clock tower of the King's Bastion and you looked out over the harbor. What you'd see on a typical day in August of 1744. The second painting is called The View from the Warship. It's as if you took a chaloupe, rowed out to the warship, climbed up the rickety ladder to the deck of that warship, climbed up the mast, and got in the crow's nest of the warship and looked towards the town. What you would see, and you see all the activities on the waterfront. And unfortunately, it would be very expensive for us to put warships and merchant ships in our harbor. So these paintings, done by Lewis Parker, he's an Ontario artist from Uxbridge, Ontario. He was commissioned by Parks Canada to come here in 1981 to 1982 to do these paintings. It took him 14 months to do these two paintings. He was coached by historians while he was doing those paintings, and personally, I find them to be the absolute best thing on the site to give you a feeling of what it really would have been like here in Louisbourg in 1744.
That's Francine Pertus from the Fortress of Louisbourg in Nova Scotia. For more information, see fortressoflouisbourg.ca.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.